This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Tech Talk. Yes, hit me. Matt Armitage from culturepop.com, Jeff Sandu, he's got something to talk about. But before this, your two-minuter.
Yes, Frida. This is the second part of the question from Adam Matthews last week.
Good old Adam.
Yes. So it's the link between big data and artificial intelligence. So just a quick explanation on big data. Big data means huge data sets that are all linked together. So this allows researchers or software to search for patterns and correlations that might not appear otherwise. So, for example, you could link crime statistics to the location of schools to find the best areas to send your kids to school to. Big data has the power to liberate us. Open data sets allow ordinary people to create their own custom programming, and they can challenge councils, governments, you know, all these big organizations that traditionally have been the keepers of statistics and big volumes of information. It can also enslave us. Huge databases keeping track of where we go, who we see, what we say. You know, that's the perfect monitoring and population control tool. So how does this link to artificial intelligence? As I mentioned last week, we don't actually understand how the human brain works. So a lot of machine intelligence researchers are now abandoning the attempt to recreate the human brain. What they're doing instead is they're giving the computers information, knowledge, data sets. And with these, they can use them to approximate human intelligence. So analyzing all the data, the machine statistically predicts what the human reaction to a given scenario will be. So it's, you know, like 1 + 2 = 3, hopefully. But, you know, for example, if you pick up a hot kettle, you burn your hand, and maybe you have to go to hospital. In an earthquake, it can work out how many people will make the decisions that save their lives or lead to their deaths. The issue then is that we're creating what's basically an inhuman intelligence. Essentially, we're creating a machine psychopath or sociopath. It's able to copy an emotional response or understand that it will occur given a certain set of conditions or parameters. You know, you cry if your mother dies, but it will never be able to feel that emotion. And more importantly, it's got no desire to feel that emotion. So yeah, that could be very, very dangerous to humanity. So that's big data and artificial intelligence.
Right. Can't wait for next week's.
Oh, next week is going to be Santa.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Santa next week. Anyways, there's no real stories for Geek Squawks because we're saving it for two special shows that will come on the following weeks. This time around, I'll be doing, it's actually a review of a smartphone that was just recently launched. It's the Huawei Mate S. It's been a crazy year, and a lot of these sort of brands that were not familiar, you know, especially this year, that have now
a lot of new names.
A lot of new names, but actually, there were a lot of bigger players in their, you know, where they belong from, and now they're sort of, you know, going globally. Huawei is one of them. I think a few years ago we would never know Huawei as a smartphone maker. Now they are actually the makers behind Google's Nexus 6P, which is the flagship Google phone, and that was just recently launched as well. And they themselves have a host of a variety of phones that will sort of cater to almost everyone. They've got the low range below 1,000, then the below 1,500, below 2K, and this is the premium one, the Huawei Mate S. So a bit of a background, it's Android 5.1, so you will have Android 6.0 along the way because they are, again, the makers of the Google phone, so they will get it quite soon. It comes in variety of storage, so it's 32 gig, which is the smallest one, and it goes up all the way to 128, which is very, again, premium kind of style. The iPhone, you know, me and Matt were just talking about the iPhone 6S, you know, 128 gigabyte is like 4,000 over ringgit, you know. So this has the capacity to go up to 128 as well. And it has an SD card slot, so you great if you're going to take pictures. And it has a good camera. It has a 13 megapixel f2.0 from with an image stabilization camera at the back. And then it has an 8 megapixel camera at the front. And it has a flash at the front as well. So it's great for those people who take selfies in clubs because, you know, it's completely dark in there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the good thing about this phone is it has a fingerprint scanner, nothing new, but it's at the back of the phone. So you use your index finger to do the scan instead of your thumb. And I find it very, you know, sort of, it's just natural. So you hold the phone, your index finger is always at the back of the phone, and that's where the fingerprint scanner is. So, you know, just hold that and the phone's unlocked. And the Frida's going, ah, is because the phone just unlocked itself. So, on software side, it's using Huawei's Emotion UI 3.1, which is, it doesn't have an app drawer. A lot of Chinese manufacturers like to have this phone where it looks like an iPhone kind of stack. It's not a bad thing. It's just a different way of doing Android. Performance-wise, got no issues, no lags, no crashes. I mean, you'd expect that from a premium phone to not crash, and this phone has not crashed on me. I've been using it for 3 days now. So far, so good. Where this phone does really well, it's the web browsing experience. Based on performance scores, and I'm using an LG G4, and I've got a couple of other phones on the site, and this phone really comes up on top when it comes to web browsing and how fast the browser is able to load pictures and text, and you scroll up and down, how it's able to generate and refresh. Surprisingly, this phone does very well compared to my G4. This phone blows away in that sense. So if you're a heavy browser person, then you might want to look into this phone. Screen quality is great. Previously, Huawei always had a bit of a problem in terms of brightness. This is the first time that they've decided to use Samsung's AMOLED screen instead of their own traditional LCD display. So the result is obviously much better because, you know, Samsung screens are always good. You know, even if you want to buy a TV, you probably look into a Samsung as well. So they're really known for making good screens. Battery life, it's slightly better than regular smartphones. It's still behind. They have the other model, which is the Huawei Axon Mate S, which is a much bigger, bigger battery. So that one obviously will last you for a full day. This will require you maybe a single charge in between your day. So maybe in the office or, you know, in the car on the way to for your dinner, you might want to charge it again. And it does charge up quite quickly. I can get it about 40% of charge in 30 minutes. So that's not too bad.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's not quick charge like, you know, some other phones have quick charge and all, but it's still not too bad because I think it's got a higher amp in this. Camera side, so the Mate S and the P8 phone, which I've reviewed some time back, they share quite similar results. Great in, you know, bright lights and good lighting condition. But where this phone is slightly different than the P8 is in night pictures. The Mate S is, it does a much better job in reproducing warmer colors. So I realize when I take you know, night pictures of the streets and the street lights are very warm in color. Previous the Huawei P8, it sort of had a bit of a grainy feel to it. This is able to produce what I see with my own eyes much more better than I expected. And where this phone excels is actually has a pro mode, so you can actually ditch your you know, point and shoot camera. You can adjust your ISO, your aperture, your focus, your white balance, and it takes a bit of time to take a picture when you go into pro mode, but you know, if you're going to pro mode, means you're a pro and you know what you're doing, and you'll be able to take a picture. It's obviously the quality of the picture is much better than you put in an auto.
Just to have that feature.
But yeah, you have the feature.
Flexibility is
and you can save it on an SD card. Yeah. It doesn't shoot RAW, which is sort of like a RAW file where you can put into Photoshop and do wonders with it.
But actually, people are moving away from RAW now. A lot of photo agencies have actually stopped photojournalists from sending RAW files. They have to send JPEGs because there is the potential for changing the information in a RAW file. So actually, it's not going
to
be.
It's not a real deal breaker. Plus, it's a smartphone. You know, like if you want to shoot RAW images, then go and get a DSLR, right? So at the end of the day, this is a smartphone. Front camera, I don't know. I don't take selfies, so I have no idea. But there's beauty mode on this and all, and it doesn't work on the beard still. So, you know, all the Indian guys out there who think beauty mode, no, you know, selfies, beauty mode doesn't work on Indians with beards. So overall, I actually really like this phone. It looks great. It actually feels very expensive. And on top of that, I think...
And it is.
It is expensive. Not as expensive as some phones out there. But on top of that, I actually really... Someone's got to give Huawei designers an award for sort of like the most premium packaging for a smartphone ever. The box is big. And it's like you're buying some expensive, you know... glasses or something just really expensive. And it looks really cool. And I like to collect boxes.
Oh.
I'm one of those where, you know, I really love to collect boxes. But if the box doesn't mean anything, I would throw it away. However, this has that pull factor. It's like, wow, you know, you open the package.
I'll know what to get him for Christmas.
Get him a box. Yeah, get me a box.
Is that one of your chat up lines? Hey, would you like to come back and see my boxes?
See my boxes, yeah. Overall, so the price is 2,698 ringgit.
I like the rose gold. It's very nice.
This is the rose gold color. It is a nice color. They are definitely making sort of right steps in the smartphone arena for Huawei. So if you do have 2,600 ringgit to spend and you're looking for
Christmas.
A new phone,
it's Christmas. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Christmas. You're looking for a new phone. You know, then yeah, you should consider the Huawei Mate S. If you want to know more options, then on Monday, the 28th of December, I'll be doing the best of mobile phones for 2015. So you will get more options of what to, you know, what to buy with your money. I'll be giving you phones that are below 1,000, okay. You know, below 1,005, below 2,000. And if you're having Matt Armitage's credit card or something, so what will you do?
Might
with
be reason to ditch my... Galaxy Note.
Oh yes, it's been too long with the very old Galaxy Note, Frida.
Yes.
Geek Tunes. I want to say Geek Squawks at the moment. Geek Tunes. This is Kickstand by Soundgarden. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.